And joining us, State Senator Jim Stamas. Now, what's the next step in terms of the legislature and the governor?
Sure. So the County of Midland and the City of Midland filed for declaration of disaster, along with Gladwin, Iasco, and Paranet. And right. So we have been working for all four counties to get the governor to make a declaration of disaster as well. She has for Midland County. We are both Representative Houck, Representative Aller, and Representative Wentworth are all working to have the governor make a declaration for the other three counties as well. In addition to that, trying to just coordinate assistance wherever we can. The amount of road damage, well, frankly, all four counties is just staggering. Probably the greatest news of all of this, currently to our knowledge, has been no loss of life. With losing two dams, miracles and miracles, not the other two. Certainly lost some other smaller dams, but losing those and not having a loss of life, it goes to show the engineering, the amount of time that goes into most of these things. And so it's just staggering to see the damage. I've seen multiple aerial views of all of the counties and the road damage on our highways, on our back roads, on our gravel roads, on our main roads. This is going to take some time. We go back to 2017 where we were having the same conversation.
Yeah.
This will exceed that easily. So getting the governor to make a declaration of emergency for the other three counties is at the top of our priority, along with as the water starts receding, getting people supplies back into their homes, sure. Helping clean and figuring out how we travel around this region for a period of time. I've personally made multiple requests and working, trying to get the governor to, frankly, open restaurants, even at a 50% reduction rate with so many families across the area that have been displaced. We need to provide, many of them are not staying in shelters. Many of them are either staying in their own vehicles or in a camper that they had, or they are staying with friends and or family, which is a blessing. However, that doesn't mean that the food supply in that is all. And so I know that in many places, the drive-thrus are just packed, which is good for that restaurant,
right.
But I really feel that there's far more need than what is able to be met with a drive-up. And so I've made, again, multiple requests to have that. It's been lifted in northern Michigan, although northern Michigan is relevant somehow in difference with the governor's interpretation. She's gone by health department regions, which I slightly understand, but when you look at some of my counties, Alcona, Iasco, and that is based on a department which is made up of multiple counties instead of what's really going on in each county. And I think that she's already demonstrating restaurants can open safely and participate. So getting those open to me makes some good sense, along with, frankly, some more retail that people are going to need. And so obviously the virus is still there and we need to be cautious and still maintain and do proper safety behavior. However, I think that Michigan residents are strongly demonstrating that they have the ability to do this at this point. And
right.
In a time of disaster such as we have, I think we also need to prioritize food and shelter along with the proper behaviors and safety practices. And so it's one of those times where between the disasters, the virus on top of the economic impact, not only for the state, which is already mind-boggling, to be honest with you, to compound that for this region with the impact this has gone with the lakes, the two lakes that are basically gone now, and the economic impact from the lakes, the homes. It's just overwhelming these 2 weeks of what we need to do. But what I will say has been amazing on top of no loss of life is the service. In addition to what our medical and first responders have been doing in this region to go even be asked for more in evacuating homes and protecting people as roads are washed out across the four counties and helping people find shelter and getting them safely to those places. Amazing to know. And sometimes I think we get going in life and we forget when these things happen how much we rely on the resources of our first responders, our fire, our police, our EMS, our hospitals. There are so many I'm missing. Our road commissions, you know, I have been in the Midland County Emergency Center and in the coordination, even, you know, with Consumers Energy, with Dow Chemical, with the water and sewer processing plants, across all of these regions, all of these face many of these same issues. And all of these people are in that thing coordinating. How do we actually do this? How do we shut down areas safely? How do we get people out? Where do we get them? How do we get them shelter?
Exactly, yeah.
And so we have a lot of work to get going on. Not that we haven't been, but sure, the task has certainly been elevated.
Jim, you be safe, my friend, and keep us updated on what's happening throughout the region. We'll look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it. And you have a very safe and good day as well. Thanks so much.